The Russian government today intensified the campaign against the country's richest man by freezing a large part of the shares in his embattled oil company, Yukos. Just days ago, Yukos head Mikhail Khodorkovsky was jailed on charges of tax evasion and fraud. President Vladimir Putin today also accepted the resignation of his chief of staff, who quit in protest over the Yukos affair and the rise to power of a faction of former KGB officers in the Kremlin. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Putin's top lieutenant, Alexander Voloshin, reportedly tendered his resignation last Saturday after Mikhail Khodorkovsky was arrested at gunpoint and put in a Moscow jail. Voloshin was sympathetic to business types like Khodorkovsky. The freezing of 44% of the shares in Yukos sent more shockwaves through Russia's financial markets, which dropped 8% today. A spokeswoman for Russia's prosecutor's office denied the state was out to expropriate private property. I want to emphasize that the shares are only being frozen. No one has taken them away. There is no question of nationalizing or confiscating the assets, the spokeswoman said. Yukos, Russia's largest oil company, has been under investigation since July for alleged financial irregularities. But the case is widely seen as directed more at curbing Khodorkovsky's political ambitions. The tycoon is a brash Putin foe and has bankrolled opposition parties and candidates. Yukos spokesman Hugo Erickson calls the freezing of the company's shares an illegal seizure.
These actions are utterly unbased. And there's no need for dramatic actions, which has resulted in a very dramatic drop in the Russian stock market. So the implications are not just there for Yukos shareholders and employees, but they affect all of the Russian economy and all who have invested in the Russian economy.
Indeed, the crackdown on Yukos and tycoon Khodorkovsky has already caused capital to flee Russia. $8 billion are reported to have left the country since the case was launched. Putin says the case against Khodorkovsky is about establishing the rule of law. But Tim McCarthy of Moscow's Troika Dialogue Bank says investors are getting spooked.
That's all very negative news. And it does not appear that there is a sense of due process. It does appear that there is some selective prosecution, which is motivated for political purposes.
Political analyst Lilia Shevtsova of the Moscow Carnegie Center says that by allowing the freezing of billions of dollars in private assets, President Putin is sending another signal that he has thrown his lot in with Kremlin hardliners dominated by ex-KGB officers.
It's about the change of the political regime. It's about Putin's choice. And he made a choice in favor not only of the new type of regime, much more authoritarian, but in favor of the traditional Russian system.
That traditional Russian system, Shevtsova says, means reasserting state control over political life and making private capital subservient to the whims of government bureaucrats. Evidently, in an effort to calm fears of a wider campaign against big business, President Putin met a group of major international investment bankers in the Kremlin tonight. But Shevtsova regards the meeting as a PR stunt.
And even if he says that he is going to, you know, to follow the rules of the game, you know, rule of law, he is going to meet with investors, has met with investors today, doesn't mean anything.
Shevtsova says the government's heavy-handed tactics have destroyed trust in the economy and called into question Putin's commitment to democracy. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.